Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jamie Henson's here. Jamie is a new friend. She's a writer, a speaker, a thought leader on women and business. She's the author of a new book, Expanding the Conversation, because real leaders leverage gender differences to create a competitive advantage in business. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book. So you spent a decade at least in corporate America, including the tech industry. How did you, as a woman executive, as an educated, highly intelligent woman executive in that world, how did you find how did you find it yourself?
I saw obviously some of the challenges that women face and that people talk about, but overall, I had great experiences. I worked with really good people. I found a lot of opportunities. Personally, I didn't have the complaints or the egregious offenses that others talk about.
How much, and I'm just asking the question here, folks, Jamie, how much of the people who find problems do you think are people who are looking for problems?
I think there's probably a decent amount, sure. You know, either way, right, men and women. But I do think that there are real challenges that exist. I don't think it's, you know, an accident or a coincidence
right.
that issues keep popping up. And I don't think it's just tech, for that matter. You know?
Right. Well, all right, some of those challenges, talk to us about what you think some of those are.
Sure. I mean, I think it goes, there's a lot of different ways to talk about it, right? The numbers, you know, for me, I'm an economist in a former life, so I always kind of start with the numbers because they're more objective, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of your personal experience. And, you know, you look at the numbers and at the top, right, we actually have now, I think, 6% female CEOs in the Fortune 500, which is super high. But, you know, 6% is abysmal, right? And, you know, we have less than 17% women on boards, and 3% of venture capital in this country is going to female-founded businesses. I mean, these numbers are not good. So if you look at that, when women make up, you know, roughly half the population, and we're there in terms of education, right? We're receiving degrees,
right.
We're putting in the time, something is off. Right. That's just an imbalance. So that's a problem that I think you start there.
So let me ask you a question, and I'm going to
yeah.
test your premise here of your book. I've had women on my show who helped other women raise capital. That was
mm-hmm.
what they did, and they
yeah.
have told me that they've gone to venture capitalists and said, "Why aren't you lending more money to women?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because women aren't asking me for the money.
Yep.
So my point is, when you say, you know, this number's abysmal, that number's not bad, I'm not disagreeing with you, but should we automatically presume that it's because men have held women back? Or how much?
Absolutely not.
I mean, part of this, and
no.
I think that's what your book's about, isn't it? You know, we have to be honest about where the discrepancy lies. It's not as simple as blaming men, is it?
No, it is not. And I love that you say it exactly like that, because it's not simple at all. Period. Like there is no one person or gender to blame, right? There's a lot of factors involved here. And like the venture capital issue, I actually love this issue because it fascinated me. I think the whole industry is really fascinating. But I think there's a lot of reasons why women are not getting access to capital. Are there some men that are outright refusing to, you know, fund women? Yeah, of course, right? But are there a lot more that have sort of implicit or subconscious biases? Yes, and a lot of research has shown that. At the same time, you know, to your point, are some women not asking for funding, or are there
a promotion or a raise?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a raising your hand problem, right? There's also a question of, are they raising their hand but they're being overlooked problem. I think it does go both ways. I mean, with the venture capital thing, one of the things I find so interesting, a lot of the people I've spoken to on both sides, men and women, founders and funders, say, well, there's no access. Like, you can't even get in the door to ask for the money in the
right.
first place. And then so that goes for
the access. The access part is on the gatekeeper, man or woman. The access part, that's a pox on them. But if the mm-hmm. access is available and people aren't walking through the door, let me tell you a real quick story. So over the last 35 years, a friend of mine was a professor at a college, at a university, major university, a professor, and I always wondered why he wasn't doing any better financially than he was. And it was because he wasn't getting very many raises over 30 years. And he told me a story not long ago when he retired. He said, I found out that my peers were making more money than me, a lot more. People he'd been with for 20, 30 years, side by side. And he said, he went to his boss, he said, how come they're making more than me? Why didn't you pay me the same? He said, you didn't ask me for a raise. They did.
Yeah. It's not charity.
And he was
right?
a guy.
I mean,
he's a guy. Nobody, there was no, there were no gender issues here.
No, I think it's absolutely true. I mean, I think, putting the gender label on it is sort of like a stereotype, but there's absolutely men that are not raising their hand too, or just not comfortable asking for that promotion. And yeah. That is part of the problem. It's just more
but,
prevalent.
But when that happened, he wasn't given a raise, just like if a woman doesn't raise her hand, she may not be likely to get the raise. And now we come back to a really important point in your book I'd like you to talk about. Business was never meant to be fair.
Yes. Yeah. So
That's a chapter in your book.
I do. Yeah. I'm really big on this. I think the conversation, of the last couple of years around this has come back to fairness and equality. And, we have the government getting involved in that they're supposed to be, looking at different salaries and making sure that they're fair across the board and making sure we have the same number of men in this position as the same number of women. And to me, that's where I think things are going awry a little bit, because when I say business is not meant to be fair, capitalism, let's be very clear, right?
Right.
Is not about equality. It's not. I mean,
it's about performance.
We live in America. It's about performance. And frankly, like, it's biggest bang for, what's the expression? Biggest bang for your buck, right?
That's right.
Like,
hey, Jamie, hold on to that thought. I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's www.expandtheconvo.com.
Expandtheconvo.com. The book is called Expand the Conversation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.